Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Tyson Alger joins us every single Wednesday at 10:30. We had a little, he's on a bye week too, so we gave him a little credit as he can slide away. But we bring him in on Thursday. Thank you, my friend. Tell me you went and did something non-duck related, non-timbers, non-work related, and you had some release.
So hear me out. We've talked a little bit about how fall weddings are just terrible. If there were no sports, they'd be great because sure. I mean, it's a great time of the year. The weather's nice, but I've missed so many Saturday weddings over the last 12 years. And you know what? It's like that's not necessarily a bad thing. But I had one of my best friends. He's a very considerate guy, and they scheduled their wedding not only for the bye week. But they scheduled it for Wednesday of the bye week. So I don't know who gets Wednesday weddings, but I officiated a Wednesday wedding yesterday. So so if you want to address me as father for the rest of this interview, feel free to get formal with it.
How about daddy football?
I was going to say I'm more of a daddy kind of guy.
that's a whole different service that I provide.
One of my closest friends who I worked with for a long time, he officiated my wedding. And my wife, her mother and stepfather are, you know, fairly religious people. And after he got done with it, they were just like, Pastor Dan, he's just such a God-loving man. We're just so glad you found such a man with a deep relationship with Christ to do your wedding. And we were like, yeah, Dan and I like to drink heavily.
Yeah, I'm feeling spry and ready to go this morning.
All right, well, good for you. Well, let's dive right into it, and we'll make it easy. Oregon's win over Penn State is what?
I think program defining.
Ooh, no. Spicy.
Because we've seen a lot of these where, you know, Oregon's been able to rise up on the occasion, like at home with the Ohio State game last year. And I do think beating Ohio State last year is still probably the best just moment I've been to. But considering where Oregon is in the development of the Dan Lanning era, like these are his guys. This is a group, a team that's built up solely based off of like his recruiting and, you know, obviously some transfers, and to be able to reshuffle the deck from a team that went 12-0 last year to be able to go into Penn State, to go into that environment. I mean, guys, that was as cool of a football environment that I've ever seen, just from not only kind of the pageantry, but just that stadium feels alive. And especially with the whiteout, it's not a gimmicky thing at all. It was kind of goosebumps from probably 30 minutes before kick until the end of the game. So for them to like go in there to play a very good Penn State team in that environment, to be able to take the counterpunch after Penn State came back in the fourth quarter and it kind of looked like the Ducks were out of gas. I just think that's a complete statement about what Dan Lanning has turned this Oregon program into. I mean, they can reach a playoff level in good years, and they can be this good again and not in what was supposed to be a building year. And they went out there and they dominated the physicality, especially in the trenches, which I just thought was so impressive on the road. But then you just see where some of that skill pays off too. I mean, Dante Moore might be the best player in the country. And then just some of the plays where he was able to not only hit guys like Kenyon Sadiq or DeCorian Moore, but then you have like a Gary Bryant Jr. making the play for the game winning touchdown. It was just a really major showcase of the riches and the development and just the overall planning that this Oregon program has.
I want to back up real quick to the program defining. What is the difference between this win on the road against Penn State versus, say, because the other big road win I always think of is the Crystal Bowl at Ohio
right.
State. Is the difference of these because a lot of people thought Oregon had a good chance in this game, and then maybe that game kind of shocked and surprised Ohio State? Is it that they came in with the hype and delivered, or is it just 3 versus 6 or the closer number in rank situation?
I think a little of it was just there. I think people were ready to jump on this Oregon bandwagon, but they were just so hesitant to do it because they hadn't seen them play any good teams yet. And I think this was just kind of the green light to basically be like, okay, like this team is a national championship contender. I still don't think, even after that win at Ohio State, with that Anthony Brown led Ducks, I don't think anybody after that game was like, okay, like, you know, it's national championship opportunity. I think it maybe brought the playoffs into question, but I will say, I mean, I remember being on that field in Columbus, and that's when Oregon fans still really did like Cristobal, and they were saying a lot of the same things of, you know, this guy's a monster in recruiting, like he knows how to build a program. It the refrain from Cristobal was always like, we're just getting started, and then he left before, you know, they could really kind of capitalize that. And I do feel like this landing program is probably a year or two ahead of wherever Cristobal's Ducks got. And I just think that the mixture of not only the big win, but then just the feeling of stability that you have with Lanning. Like I'm still not worried at all about him ever leaving for another college job. I would, you know, I think I'd get a little bit more worried if, like, say the Kansas City Chiefs job ever opened up down the road. But I just think, you know, this kind of felt like a stamp. It didn't feel like a lucky win. It didn't feel like a one-off. It just felt like, hey, like this is what this Oregon program does now, and they can come into your house in front of a crowd that's double the size of what they play in front of, and they can be the underdog in the game, and they can knock you around.
Tyson, when you look at this game, you kind of look at the season. We've the first couple of weeks when we had you on, it was like, you know, what do you want to see? How do you want to see it go out? Because we kind of knew how these games were going to play out.
Right.
I'll be honest, it was the first 4 weeks. But now we've seen them against a top 10 program, against a team that has bona fides, that has been kind of stamped, that got some wins in the college football playoff. Is there anything left for you to see or to judge, or are there things that you're looking at where, yes, they're on the bye week, but they've got an Indiana team coming to town? I would imagine that when the odds come up on that, Oregon's probably going to be favored by at least probably 6.5. But like when you look at that game and you look at the challenge that Indiana can present, because that the question I have is, to be blunt, Penn State's offense is trash.
Right.
But their trench is great. They do have great running backs, and Oregon did a fantastic job with that. But they have yet to play a quarterback worth his salt. Is that the only remaining question for you? Is like, okay, what happens when Oregon plays an offense that actually has the ability to attack you?
Yeah, that's completely my last check mark for them. Penn State's a good football team. Like, I didn't come away thinking that was a not impressive football team, but from an offensive standpoint, for three quarters, they were putrid. And I don't think Drew Aller is a fraction of the quarterback that Dante Moore is. And I don't think he's nearly that. Essentially that offense just hasn't been able to generate explosive plays for nearly a year. They had some success against the Ducks in the Big Ten championship game last year on the ground, but Oregon was able to neutralize that. And then other than that, they just weren't beaten all that often. And they're going to play offenses this year that are able to have at least some more dynamic presence at quarterback, whether it's this week against Indiana or, you know, you can look down a schedule. I mean, Washington played Ohio State tough there for at least a few quarters, and that game's going to be on the road. That'll be tough. And so it's just I want to see how they're able to lock down certain guys that have big play potential. You saw how that could kind of burn them in the Ohio State game in the Rose Bowl last year. But, you know, I was thoroughly impressed with the way that the rush defense shored up in this game. I thought Bear Alexander played good. I thought Amari Washington played well. I thought Oregon's edges were fantastic in this game, whether it was Mateo or Tatum Tuioti. It was good to see the defensive backfield be advantageous and disruptive. That obviously the game winning pick from Dylan, but that's just kind of like what we've been wanting to see against the worst team. So it's nice to see that it showed up in a big game like that. But then on offense, you know, I'm pretty darn confident with these guys. The line held up really well. The players that you needed to see make big plays made big plays. It's pretty crazy that they went into Penn State and they had one false start, and it wasn't even on the offensive line. It was on the tight end. And so, you know, that's been something that I've been continued to be impressed with, especially since most of those guys are new on this roster. They said it was a focus coming into this year to cut down on penalties, and they really have. I think they had four total this last game, and they said that's too much, but that's still not that bad of a number when you're considering the environment. So, yeah, it's a really good team. I don't have nearly as many questions as I did a couple weeks ago. What I do think will be interesting, though, is we're not used to like this setup that's about to come to Autzen, where it's a top 10 game, but Oregon's kind of heavily favored, right? Mm-hmm. Like I don't think anybody's really expecting Indiana to come in and pull the upset. So how do the Ducks kind of treat this type of game when the team that's coming into play is kind of playing the role that Oregon's used to playing, where it's you know, Oregon's used to being the one of like, let's position ourselves and make our statement to the world and show that like we belong on this level. That's what Indiana's trying to do now, and it's a new team that the Ducks have to fend off.
Tyson, you named off a bunch of guys on defense, and I don't mean this as a slight. Is Bryce Boettcher he's so reliable and so good that you just kind of gloss over it now?
Oh yeah, like I'm just tired of saying his name. Like, I think it's just like you know what you're going to get with Bryce. I mean, he's not only the emotional leader, but he's a cerebral leader out on the field. He's in position just about every single time. There's no player on the team who works harder. Yeah, Bryce, we get it. Like we get it, Bryce. Like we. Come on, let some other guys.
Cool, you're good. I get it.
Yeah, it's kind of like when we come over to. I'm just about to hop into Timbers Media, and we talk to Finn Sermon all the time. One, because he's one of the few guys that speak English on the team, but two, like he's really good, and mm-hmm. So you kind of get tired of talking to Finn after a while, but. He kind of earns it, you know. So
he's Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor, and Lookout Eugene Springfield. We'll keep you on for one more segment. You still good on that?
Yep.
All right, cool. We'll take a quick break and come back. And when we get there, we'll wrap up Penn State ideas and, well, that running back room established itself, but we got more questions. So we'll do that with more with Tyson next. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Tyson Alger, the I-5 Corridor, Lookout Eugene Springfield, hanging with us one more segment. Usually we do this on Wednesday, But Daddy Tyson over there had some other obligations to get to. We'll jump right back into this. I don't want to look ahead too much, you know, and I know we'll talk a lot of Indiana next week as leading up to that game. But something I've been kind of banging the drum on this week, because Danny and I have been kind of talking all season, like, it's just really hard to know who the best teams are. You know, quarterbacks have been just a disaster of a play across the board in college football, and we haven't really seen complete teams. And I've been arguing the two most complete teams that I've seen so far are the Oregon Ducks and the Miami Hurricanes. And I'm curious your opinion, like, if the playoff were to start today, I know we're getting closer and closer to those rankings starting to come out. If the playoff starts today, who's the team on a, whether it's a neutral side or going on a road, that you think would give this team the most fits? Or is Oregon kind of built to go toe-to-toe with anybody?
Oh, man, guys, it's October.
I know, but like I asked you last week, you know, does the narrative on this team change if they win a game? And you and I were both kind of like, man, maybe it might, it could. And once that game was over, you and I were both going, this team could win a natty.
Yeah, it was pretty striking how it just kind of felt like that switch flipped, right? It's a weird year in college football. I mean, it's
very,
like, outside of, you know, I think Ohio State still plenty deserves their number one spot until somebody knocks them off. That was kind of a weird game against Washington for a little bit there, though. Miami's fascinating, guys. You know, Cristobal, like, I think, you know, Oregon fans were really enjoying, like, that first couple of years where he was struggling a little bit and start to build a little bit of momentum in terms of recruiting, and then he has some of those game management issues that maybe occasionally reared their head over here. But I think people are pretty easy to forget that, you know, there were hopes that Cristobal could eventually build Oregon into a title contender, and I think that's what he's been able to at least build in Miami. I mean, I still think that team needs to be kind of tested in high-pressure situations. I think that coaching staff needs to be tested with that team in high-pressure situations, but I think they're very solid. I think Indiana's very solid. Ohio State's really good. But then, like, you can kind of go up the list of, like, other teams. It's like, you know, LSU has looked pretty good at times. They haven't looked good at other times. I know Ole Miss is pretty darn good this year, but also, like, how much do you trust a Kiffin team over the course of an entire season? I think Oregon's just incredibly well-balanced. Having the best quarterback in the country, or one of the best quarterbacks in the country, certainly helps. I'm still a little curious about just the consistency of this running back rotation. I know it continues to work, but it's just incredibly unconventional. Especially then, you know, when we get the Mackey Hughes news this week that he's going to redshirt. So it's just, everything looks good from the Oregon perspective in terms of you can be balanced and you can adjust to different teams. But again, as we talked about last segment, I still need to see how Oregon can defend against a team that actually has an explosive offense, because that was not Penn State.
You said something there that made me perk up. You said Ohio State's the number one team in the country until they get knocked off. Harris and I have had this discussion. I have said that I don't think Ohio State has any business being a top 10 team in this country right now based on their resume. Not that they're not good, because they are very good. They have played Texas, and we'll know a lot more about Texas this weekend. But there's also another game going on in Miami and Florida State. Oregon's off this week. If you're Oregon and you're sitting there, are you looking at Miami just a lot closer just to see kind of how you stack up truly? Because if Miami wins this game, nobody has a better schedule than them so far as like wins against quality teams. And if you're Oregon, aren't you kind of hoping that Indiana really pushes you, that USC and Washington in the back of the schedule could push you, that Iowa could somehow get you into a dogfight, just to kind of give you that? It's a long season, but when you look at that, the level of being tested, it feels like it's very different for Oregon just because of the nature of their schedule versus a team like Miami right now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's definitely, like, pros and cons to that. Oregon not being tested for the first 4 weeks still worked out pretty well in their favor going on the road there. But yeah, I mean, it's not like this is a super outside of Indiana. There's not a whole lot of games that you go like, oh, that one should be close. Like, I think Oregon's disciplined enough that they don't necessarily need, like, You know, I don't think Dan Lanning's going like, oh, I actually hope this game's close so like we can, you know, have them learn from this. I think they're pretty good with that as it is. The thing about Dan Lanning and his staff, though, is I'm sure they have staffers watching just about every top 15 game this weekend and every weekend just to start planning on all these guys. And especially with how good Miami is and how they've kind of come into focus, I think they are definitely going to be taking advantage of having a little bit of extra time on Saturday that they don't generally do every other week.
You brought up Hughes as he gets, you know, okayed on the red shirt. Is this a transfer situation? Is this an NFL draft situation? Have we seen his last play as an Oregon Duck?
I don't know. I mean, if it's an NFL draft situation, you got to think pretty highly about the guys that the Ducks currently have, right? But I don't know if that's necessarily the issue. A transfer wouldn't surprise me, but it's, you know, I especially since all the guys ahead of him on the depth chart right now outside of Whittington are younger than him, I don't imagine this is a situation where you're going to sit out this year and think that you're going to come back next year atop the depth chart. So, yeah, I wouldn't be like penciling in Mackey Hughes for big carries for the Ducks in 26, but I've been wrong about things before.
I'll get you out of here on this. Two more games left in the regular season. Seattle's a pretty balanced team, and San Diego sits atop the Western Conference. Please tell me that my Timbers are going to the playoffs. Please.
They will. But the thing is like, what are they going to do when they get there? Like this has been such a frustrating season for the Timbers because there are stretches of games where I think that they can play as good as anybody else in the league, maybe outside of some of the absolute elite teams. But then, you know, anytime they take a lead, it seems like they kind of step on the gas and they play defensive, and all of a sudden they concede. Like they lead the league in ties this year, and it's ridiculous because it's not games that they were losing and then they came back to tie. It was games that they should have won and then they conceded towards the end. So,
which seems to be a problem for this team, no matter who's in charge.
Yeah. It's just kind of like one of those, you know, that's the Timbers. So, it's been really fun watching Christopher Velda, who came over in the summer transfer window. He's incredibly talented. He's been incredibly unlucky so far. He's hit so many posts. So like you can kind of see some of the potential there and kind of see some of the gelling, but it's one of those things like they have two games left and then you're in the playoffs. And as we saw last year, you know, sometimes the playoffs don't last very long if you're not in sync. So I think what's frustrating about this team is there is a lot of talent that you can see. It's just that they're still trying to string it all together for a complete match.
I'll be at the last game, so hopefully I'll see you there. We'll get you out and let you pump whatever you're writing this week. What you got?
Oh boy, what do I got? I got, I'm actually going to have a Timbers feature tomorrow on the Corridor, just kind of looking at the evolution of this team from the last time that they went up to Seattle and drew to win the Cascadia Cup. Like a lot has changed in the last year, but ultimately they're kind of in a similar situation. So I kind of outlining, where the last year has taken Portland. So that'll be on the I-5 corridor in Oregonian tomorrow.
All right. He's Tyson Alzer, joins us every single Wednesday at 10:30. Thanks for moving your schedule around and joining us on a Thursday. We'll catch up with you next week. Enjoy the bye weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Always. Thanks, Padre.
That is Tyson Alzer of the I-5 corridor. Look out, Eugene Springfield, one of our favorite friends of this show, and you'll catch him every single week as our Duck Insider throughout the Duck season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.